This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll free, bring up whatever you want, and take control of the airwaves here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up here tonight, child-free marriage. 11 things that somebody who's in a child-free marriage wishes you knew about it. We'll share those with you, and also Jay Noon back with us for the first time in a several weeks?
I think I've only done one show in the past 5 weeks. I've been pretty busy.
Right. That sounds right. It's good to have you back. Always appreciate having you on, and Johnson here as normal on our Tuesday nights.
That is right.
You'll be telling us about net neutrality, the other side of the issue. There's a lot of people in the tech world that are in favor of net neutrality. You found somebody who's against it.
That's right.
So we can talk about that. And also, there was a piece that I put up yesterday at freekeen.com that was inspired by you, Johnson, and that was about the thin blue line that has been painted down one of the main drags here in Keene, New Hampshire. And actually, Jay and I were just talking about this a few moments ago. He says they did this in his hometown in Massachusetts of Palmer, although I believe Keene was claiming to be the first town in maybe... I thought they claimed it was all of New England, but maybe it was only the first town in New Hampshire.
Ironically, you posted in that article a picture of the Punisher logo with the thin blue line on it, you know, with the quote, not something that you'd expect to see a peace officer wearing.
Indeed.
And ironically, I believe I have seen that shirt being worn by a guy by the name of John something or other. I can't remember the guy's last name, but there was a very big sort of online, maybe YouTube war, you could say, between this guy who's like a military pro-cop kind of guy and a demo.
I heard about this.
Yeah, yep. It was like, you know, he was like this big pro-cop, pro-military. But they actually had a surprisingly...
They actually did have a debate, though,
a debate
they?
That was actually surprisingly... It was a fun watch that was surprisingly reasoned and rational, and I felt like a demo did a really good job of kind of bringing this guy a little bit over.
Really?
Yeah, wow. To the other side.
And I had heard
about
it.
To be a little bit more reasonable.
Good. Glad to hear that. So you're referring to the thin blue line that was applied to the Punisher logo. Also, the flag. So flag, like the darkened black and white flag with a thin blue line running down it. And right. I didn't know there was a shirt, but it figures that there is one. I figured it was also a decal that people put on their vehicles, for instance. So the story here is that the city of Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we live, and it is, you know, the southwestern corner of New Hampshire. It's not really a city. It's just the political designation. I mean, as far as its population, it's very small. It's only about 23,000 people, maybe around 40 uniformed police officers. And the city council, according to my brief research on this issue, had been debating putting this blue line down one of the main streets here in Keene, Marlboro Street, since at least late 2016. So this thing was being talked about and talked about and talked about, and finally they spent the however many hundreds of dollars on
it. 180.
Was it? Was it only that much? Well, they had to buy it.
It's 408. I don't know. It's like something like that. The guy, but I don't believe it was. I don't know if the city actually did it. I think it was somebody
ponied up.
Like line painter him, the guy who does the line painting for the city, like ponied up.
Really?
Himself to do it
in honor of the police.
Right.
Basically, the idea is that the road on which they painted this blue line is the same road that actually takes you to the police station, and the blue line does indeed stop right at about where the police station is. On that street.
I'm sure the guy who's got the road painting contract makes a pretty sweet penny off of all these city jobs. Those guys just love the state. I mean, they're the parasites that, you know, that feed off the parasites, kind of like when we were kids, we used to be like, you're like the scum, they scrape off a scum. So they're the parasites that feed off the parasites.
Well, you know, you can't blame somebody who is in business for taking a government contract. I mean, there is good money in it, as you pointed out.
Oh, I know,
here.
Yeah.
And
I know.
If you don't do it, somebody else is going to do it, right? So...
But
you
still,
might as well take it.
They're feeding off of a parasite, even though they're running a legit business.
Right.
I mean, how legit is it when the whole business is basically all, you know, these, you know, beautiful golden parachute, you know, state contracts that, you know, are just like you would never get if it wasn't for the state.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, but again, the fact remains, somebody's going to get that contract, so you can't blame somebody for going after it until, you know, we can finally abolish the monopoly that is the state, then... There's always going to be somebody who has to paint the damn lines down the street.
Yep.
So, anyway, they painted this blue line, and it goes for a long distance. I mean, probably, I don't know how long that street is, but it goes basically from the center of downtown Keene all the way out to the police station. And there's a Sentinel, which is a local newspaper here, the Keene Sentinel. They wrote up this piece, and I described the city councilors as gushing over this. They're just, you know, using this opportunity to talk about how wonderful the police are and how, you know, we need to worship the police constantly. And so this is yet another way for people to show how they love the cops here in Keene. And it's just, it's gross. I find it to be distasteful. Not only do I find it to be gross from the aspect of that it's, you know, more worship for these men and women who really don't deserve it. I mean, their job, yeah, they do put their lives on the line, but so do roofers. I mean, can we get a special color that leads to Bradco Roofing Supply on Water Street while we're at it here? Maybe, you know, gold or something like that? I don't know, orange. Why do the police deserve this extra level of worshiping that I don't think anybody else gets in their business?
Yeah, I mean, everybody else is risking their life by being around these police.
Well, there is that. There was a shooting here in Keene this week, as a matter of fact. It was yesterday, right? Officer-involved shooting. All of the stories, now I haven't looked for any updates on it today, but all the stories yesterday were like, there was no information whatsoever. Yeah. Nobody knows what transpired on it. Did you hear anything today?
I don't know anything about it. I don't know what happened with that.
It sounded like some cop shot somebody, but that's, you know, about all
which
I could
which may have been, you know, may or may not have been reasonable.
Maybe.
But what wasn't reasonable was the also New Hampshire local story that happened in recent history, which was the police chief, I believe it was, raping children.
Not the Keene one, but yeah, an area area police chief who was a chief of two towns for some period of time, raped a child multiple times for
It was only one child multiple times, and I thought it was multiple children multiple times.
At least one that came out about it. Presumably, if there were more, they may still come out or might come out, or maybe they're still scared into silence. Who knows? You know, if the police chief is raping one child, there's a chance that they rape more than one. And, you know, he got away with it for quite a long time. He's going to prison over that. So, yeah, I mean, they aren't all heroes. They aren't all, you know, they're not
at least there's
people.
Something that they don't give them a slap on the wrist for, you know?
Sure.
At least there's something where it's not going to be like, oh, well, paid vacation for you.
You're being right. And the point you're making here is that in a lot of cases where the police are accused of doing something horrifying, like murdering someone or setting a building on fire, setting a baby's crib on fire while there's a baby in it, that in a lot of cases they will get a slap on the hand.
Right.
They will get, if they're even punished at all, they'll get a slap on the hand. And in many cases, they just get let off. So it's
not even like fired, let off, like given time off with pay.
Correct, and then brought back in, and
as though that's a punishment. We're gonna punish you, vacation.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Like, what?
So
I have about five friends that are police officers. A couple of these guys, I've met them, you know, through other things in life than like a police encounter. A few of them, one of them, he arrested me years ago. And I chat with
him
a lot.
Well, now we're best buds.
Yeah,
that's an awkward situation.
Yeah. I get along with the guy pretty good, and he's probably listening to the show. In fact, I tell all these guys about the show, and not one guy, I buy some hay from him, and you know, and but these cops, I would for the most part consider at least three of them real decent cops because they've told me stories that like. Their commanding officer's been like, you know, you should write a few more tickets. And he's like, well, what about seeing any infractions? but I don't see anybody doing anything wrong. And like the one guy, he don't want to mess with anybody unless they're like doing something bad. And he's basically looking to get out of police service because, you know, the pressure's on him to like write tickets.
Write tickets.
Yeah.
Which is not about serving and protecting now, is it?
No.
Let's talk about that coming up here in moments. Also, net neutrality is on the way. We'll continue that discussion because it's in the news again, given that the Trump FCC is supposed to be rolling it back. I don't know what the status of that is. Maybe there's an update on that in your story. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me. Bad breath and bad gas. PDE stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bills.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flax. Seeds, zinc, alfalfa,
the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Her coat is not soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E .com.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buy, sell, makeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buy, sell, makeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Ian, Jay, and Johnson in the studio tonight. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. We're talking about the thin blue line that some cities have illegally, we didn't mention this yet in the last discussion, but some cities have illegally painted down the road, in this case in Keene, New Hampshire, where we're doing the show from here tonight. They painted it on the road that goes toward the police department. Several hundred feet long, I would imagine, if not half a mile or something like that. A thin blue line, which is the gang symbol for the government police. And if you know what you're looking for, you'll start to notice it when you're out on the roads. You'll see it on the backs of people's cars. There'll be a little black sticker with horizontal black lines, one on top, one on bottom, and then a blue line horizontally that goes through that. And once you know that it exists, you'll start to see it in different places, parking lots. And
right. I refer to those folks as cop suckers. Every time I see one, I'm like, oh, there's a cop sucker. And then I love it when they have the Gadsden flag, don't tread on me. And then they got the thin blue line sticker right next to it. And I'm like, oh, come on.
It's confusing.
This guy doesn't know what's going on.
There are a lot of people who don't actually understand what the meaning of it is. They don't realize that...
The thin blue line?
Yeah, or the thin blue line. That they're just like, it just means to support cops. That's all it means.
Well, what do you think it means?
What do I think it means? Yeah. I think that the thin blue line is the representation of police not willing to step over the thin blue line, meaning that, to do something that is against their brotherhood.
Right. Yeah, that is, you're right, that is the deeper meaning of that.
It's the actual meaning of it. It's where the expression thin blue line came from, the movie Serpico.
Where it originated?
Yeah. So the thin blue line originates from the movie Serpico, I believe.
You sure it wasn't before that and they just
It might have been before that, but I believe that it actually originated in the movie Serpico and they didn't step over the thin blue line to basically rat on their fellow officers for the fact there was a guy, I believe, in that movie who is convicted completely wrongly for murder of an officer, even though other officers knew that this guy wasn't guilty. I think that's what this is. I actually have not seen the movie, but I believe that's where the expression originated. Somebody can correct me if they know that I'm wrong or if they have better information on that. But
my childhood memory of this thin blue line thing is my grandmother was really into like these detective like Matlock shows and things like that, and I can remember. I don't know if it was in the late 80s or, I was old enough to kind of understand what was going on in TV and stuff and, like, cops and, being that, I was raised by libertarians, I was, always very skeptical of cops. And I do remember that something happened similar to what you're talking about in, a movie where, a cop, did something wrong and the other cop was like, well, Officer Bob did this and blah, blah, blah. And then the commanding officer comes in, slams his fist on the desk and says, Officer Joe, you can't rat out Officer Bob. You'll be crossing the thin blue line. We
can't do that.
You got to be careful of the thin blue line. There's a line, and then there's something
there's
like that.
There's a reason you don't cross it, because they're going to come after you.
So in the movie, they're like, we're going to make your life, hell, blah, blah, or something, because the thin blue line was this, I watched a cop, do something bad, and now I'm another cop that's going to go talk about it, I would be crossing the thin blue line. Now I'd, treated terribly or lose my job.
Or worse.
Threatened or killed.
Yeah.
Or even because I'm talking about it, maybe I won't even be able to cross the thin blue line.
Well, look what happened. I mean, I think a great example, a more recent example, probably within the last few years, was, I think it was the Miami area, where a state trooper arrested a police officer for doing 150 miles an hour. This guy was regularly going up and down, I think it was I-95, regularly going up and down and just, going as fast as he possibly could.
I remember this, yep.
And she had noticed it, and she finally decided she was going to go after this guy. And she did, and then after she successfully wrote him a very expensive ticket, basically, and maybe there was an arrest involved, but... anyway, she did, get him, and then it wasn't long after that she noticed that police cruisers were parking in front of her home at various different times throughout the, you know, the week and the day and the night, and that her files on whatever system they can look people up on had been accessed an inordinately large number of times by other police officers. They were checking out her personal information illegally, basically using their access as officers to run her information. And I don't know how that story ended up, you know, playing out, but that was an example of kind of the, they were trying to intimidate this lady. Now, you know, they didn't leave a, they didn't cut her dog's head off and leave it on the front porch step, but it was pretty intimidating for her, apparently.
So it seems like I was right. I've got a little short summary here of the movie.
Serpico.
So it says, Frank Serpico is a young, inexperienced cop who starts out on patrol. Later, he starts to work as an undercover cop who busts all sorts of criminals, but mostly drug dealers and pushers. Since Serpico is a young man living in the 1960s and early 1970s, he lives as one. His image, based on how the others look on him, shows him as just a hippie, and the criminals he busts have no idea he is really an undercover officer. Everything is working out well, except the money situation. Serpico refuses to accept the money, as other officers do. He feels this isn't right and wants to expose the situation. Who he thought were his friends now turn into his enemies when Serpico takes the stand on grand jury investigation. He continues to work undercover, and his life is placed into jeopardy at the hands of his colleagues because he crossed the thin blue line.
So the thin blue line is not represented as a positive thing in that film.
Right.
But they've since then tried to spin it.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Into this. Oh, we're just police supporters. This is just about, you know, supporting our servants.
Right.
But no, it's not about that. There's this us versus them mentality that I touch on in the story over at freekeen.com, which I posted, as I said, late yesterday. You can check it out there with a picture of what this blue line looks like. It's horribly ugly. It's just garish and unattractive. But, you know, the idea is that there is this mentality that is created between some of the police and the people of this us versus them. And I'm not saying this applies to every cop. I'm not saying this applies to every police officer. I do believe there are some police who really honestly got into the business, if you want to use that term, of policing to try to help people. And I believe that they do try their best to focus on that. I know those cops exist. But, you know, they're lying to you. If a cop is lying to you if they tell you that there isn't an us versus them mentality. There are the badge heavies, which is what one police trainer had explained to us, that many of the people who were applying to be police in the sort of the trainee role, that they were seeking power, that these were people who wanted power over other human beings, that they weren't getting into it for the reason of trying to stop criminals, of going after the bad guys. They were getting into it so they could wield power, so they could get the benefits of being able to wield power. Now, whatever that means to them, maybe it's to get free drugs and then be able to sell them, or maybe it means to threaten women or men into giving them sexual favors, or whatever it is that those cops are into using their power for, that there was an inordinately large, he said only about 10 or 15% of the trainees that he was training were what he considered to be good quality recruits. The rest of them were junk, and that was the reason why he quit the job, because he was sick of it. There's more coming up here in moments. 855, 450 free. Then you combine the idea that they're wearing dark sunglasses, and they're just trying to separate themselves from the rest of us, and I think it's sad. More coming up.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon, or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. fullycookedbacon.com.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia what?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap.
These all-natural, earth-friendly, pure soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll free and join us right here on the radio waves. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype. So you're invited to Skype on in here. It's Skype username lrn.fm. It's Ian Jay and Johnson in the studio here tonight. We're talking about the Thin Blue Line, the origins of the Thin Blue Line. Johnson was explaining that it came from the movie Serpico back in the late 1980s.
I apparently may have been wrong. So, according to Wikipedia, which, you know, may or may not be accurate, the term came into broad use after the release of Errol Morris's 1988 documentary film, The Thin Blue Line, about the murder of a Dallas police officer, Robert W. Wood. Judge Don Metcalf, who presided over the trial of Randall Adams, states in the film that prosecutor Doug Mulder's final argument was one I'd never heard before about the Thin Blue Line. About the Thin Blue Line of police that separate the public from anarchy.
Mm.
The judge admitted to being deeply moved by the prosecutor's words, though the trial resulted in a wrongful conviction and death sentence.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, great. He was moved by, you know, this awful argument about police separating the public from anarchy. And really, what they were doing was killing an innocent person.
Good job. That's not anarchy. So, yeah, and then, Jay, we gave the example.
I was just going to say, I don't think that this Wikipedia article is accurate, and it makes sense that the documentary would be named The Thin Blue Line in 1988, mm-hmm. when I believe that the original use came from Serpico, which was 1970-something. So,
okay, great point. Serpico, 1973, according to Wikipedia. And so you're right, though, Johnson. That is what I've heard, you know, from the police side of their explanation of, you know, how they supposedly look at the thin blue line. It's at least the public explanation for it. On the other hand, there is the sort of private explanation of this is a brotherhood. And that's a word that they use. That's not something that I'm applying to the police. The brotherhood is a police term. And you don't cross that thin blue line or else they come after you, as what happened in Miami with the state trooper, wasn't it?
Yeah, Donna Watts is her name.
And you pulled up an update on that story, because I said I didn't know where it ended up going, where she had arrested or ticketed a police officer. I think it was like a Miami or one of the local cops.
She arrested and handcuffed this guy.
She did. Okay.
By gunpoint.
Wow.
There's a dash cam video of this, and it's in the Sun Sentinel News. Boward News, local news. Trooper who pulled over speeding cop loses privacy lawsuit against Miami officers. So I just skimmed through this article, and it's Trooper Donna Jane Watts didn't prove they, being the cops, violated her personal information. So she sued 88 police officers, including from 25 jurisdictions, and claimed that, and the public records request that she got from the state said that her information was accessed over 200 times by 88 different officers. This is how she got the names of the officers of public records request.
Mind you, it would be, as I understand it, illegal for a police officer to, let's say, he's driving down the street, he sees a, you know, like a really pretty lady and he wants to learn more about her, that's not a, you know, criminal investigation sort of thing. He's going to use the criminal lookup to find her information, find out where she lives, you know, find out who she is, that kind of thing. That is, as I understand it, not legal for them to do.
Well, that's where a thin blue line comes in. Thin blue line allows these guys to do this stuff. So there's a video on this website, this article, and she writes in here she began receiving life-threatening
threats.
She basically became physically ill. She was living like a hermit. She would open up her mailbox from the side because she was afraid that something was in the mailbox going to harm her.
Wow.
So then that article is 2017, so that's a recent article.
How do you open up a mailbox from the side?
You're standing away. Yeah. You're standing away.
That's just what it said,
opening.
So the door is not in front of you.
Right.
And some projectile,
right.
You know. So in this other article, it says related article. I don't know when the date is on this one. It says, Highway Patrol trooper who pulled over cop settles privacy lawsuit against Boward Sheriff's Office. So the Boward County Sheriff's Office paid out $6,000. Hollywood Sheriff paid out $5,000. Lauderhill, $6,500. It says Margaret, $10,000. Then it says the City of Miami also settled for $24,500.
Okay. So what, about 50 grand or something like that?
What it looks like.
All told?
So far.
That'll help you move out of the area, because that's what she did, right?
Yeah,
she left.
So it says in here she left southern Florida, and she moved to somewhere in a panhandle, and also said that there was 88 guys that she, or police officers, she filed this lawsuit against, and five of them made it to, like, an actual court hearing, and the court hearing, you know, that they just all got thrown out because basically...
standing.
They got thrown out, and what the prosecutor had said, or the defense attorney for the lawyers has said, mm-hmm. is that they basically looked up her stuff to see her picture, to see what she looks like, so they knew who she was.
Ridiculous.
And that was the defense, and it was what the prosecutor said in court, according to this article.
Yeah, I have to wonder if she is back in law enforcement, when she moved back up to the panhandle, did she seek another law enforcement job, or has she been pretty burned on how that mentality
is. Yeah, I didn't get into it.
Wait, did you say the details, though, about the case, you know, the appeals court case going against her? You had mentioned this over the break, and I was wondering if you said this.
Wait, there was an appeals court case?
It got thrown out of appeals. She appealed...
The dismissal? She appealed the dismissal?
Yes,
I see.
That got thrown out, yes.
Right, she appealed the dismissal, and then so it went to appeals, and then the appeals court said what? Because at this I was astonished.
Is there an actual statement from the judge?
I'm looking real quick if you guys want talk about this for a second.
So essentially what I had heard you say about this was that they had said that the appeals court basically ruled that these officers didn't violate her privacy by accessing this police database to get her personal information, right?
I got it right here, yeah.
Okay,
an appeals court on Wednesday sided with five Miami officers, finding that Trooper Donna Jane Watts didn't prove they violated her privacy by using state database to look up her personal information.
I mean, is this judge a moron? Because I would just ask the judge, like, if I was, or was her a lawyer a moron? Because it's just like, so this database is publicly accessible, judge, right? You don't have to be a police officer to access this database. So is this database, what would you call this database? Would you call this database a public database?
No.
No. What would you call it? If it's not
a
public database, then what status would that database have? If it's not public, it's what? It's what?
Restricted.
Restricted?
Well, yeah.
So what would be another word? What would be a synonym for the word restricted?
Private.
And what does the word privacy mean? Like, is her lawyer an idiot? Like, it's obvious they violated her privacy.
Maybe.
Because it's a private database. It's not publicly accessible.
You don't know what the lawyer said, right?
I know,
the lawyer,
like,
could have made that exact argument.
Maybe.
And then
the
judge
is an idiot.
Right. Well,
one or the other.
The judge is doing his or her job, and that is to protect the state.
So the article goes on to say, the Miami officers argued that because Watts was pulled over, Watts pulled her gun on a Miami police officer, they wanted to be able to identify her for their own safety, and so they needed to see her picture. It also says here that all of the 88 law enforcement officers she sued settled, except for the five individually named in this lawsuit. And I must have skimmed over that before.
So maybe she made significantly more than $50,000.
Maybe. Yeah. I don't know how much that you're going to get out of these guys, though. I mean,
well, if they're like anything like Manchester City Police, they're making $75,000 a year, you know, right? I mean, plus.
Could be.
You know, they probably have a little bit of money. You can get $5,000 each probably out of them.
But they're instructing cops right now, and I've had this conversation with several cops. The last one I had it with was a cop in Miller's Falls, Mass. I was at a little civil disobedience thing there about 2 years ago, 3 years ago. And I said something, or one of the ladies I was with said something about, well, you know, you're in violation of the law. You're violating your oath of office. I'm going to sue you. I'm going to put a lien on your house. And he just smiles and says, yeah, my house is in a trust. We have that stuff all wrapped up and taken care of. So we're pretty much
untouchable.
We're sue proof, he said.
Wow. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. I imagine their union helps them with that kind of
stuff. Absolutely.
855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Coming up, net neutrality. And we'll talk about the cryptocurrency scene in the Freedom Festival world, which you attended, the Porcupine Freedom Festival, Jay.
Yep.
You got some comments you want to share. All that's on the way. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I've discovered the next big thing on the internet. Symbi.com is a symbiotic economy with its own currency where people trade services virtually and locally. Forget the old economy. This is your economy. Symbi.com is slick to use and is backed by the same people that helped launch Reddit and Airbnb. I'm not kidding when I say this is the next big thing. Trust me. Go get an account at Symbi.com. Take a look around and post your services. Symbi, S-I-M-B-I.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex
employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Join us right here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you don't need money to do business on Simbi.com. It's a slick and easy-to-use marketplace where you can trade your talents for other people's services and abilities. You can forget the old economy. This is your economy. It's Simbi.com, S-I-M-B-I, Simbi.com. You won't believe the diversity of the services available right now on Simbi.com. Hundreds of thousands of people are acting within the symbiotic economy. Get an account at Simbi.com, take a look around, and post your services. Once again, that's Simbi.com. As we continue here, we were talking about the Thin Blue Line. Specifically, what started the conversation was the city of Keene, New Hampshire, which is where we do this show from. They went ahead and painted a lengthy thin blue line down the middle of the street. And, Johnson, you did a little bit of research, and you found out that some places in New Jersey, some cities or towns in New Jersey, had done the very same thing in the past. And the U.S. Department of Transportation and the FHA, I don't know what that one stands for, but presume it's some other federal agency, did warn those towns that the practice is unsafe, it's illegal, and it creates dangerous road conditions because motorists don't know what it means.
Federal Highway Administration.
Okay. It could result in lawsuits for the city if the unsafe condition results in any legitimate accidents or even accidents involving less scrupulous people. Now, you had a fun spin for this, Johnson, and that was to point out that the city of Keene, which long has, you know, fought against civilly disobedient activists here in town, is now conducting their own civil disobedience campaign and violating the U.S. Department of Transportation. And the DOT gives some good reasons in their explanation as to why this is a potentially dangerous thing that they did. Unlike smoking pot in Central Square or taking off your top, which are two of the sort of disobedient things that have happened
here. I mean, legally, too, I think it's also kind of amusing that basically anyone who can park down the center of this road who has a handicap sticker on their vehicle,
because it's the same
handicap parking space legally now. The center of this road is using the color of paint that the road administration deems to be a handicap parking spot. So you can park in the middle of this road, and they can't say anything about it legally, or you could probably take
it
to court.
Yep.
Or
my grandma might be up for doing that, actually.
Oh, that'd be hilarious.
Yes. I got to get her here.
You got to have cameras around, though, to you know, watch the fun when parking enforcement shows up or whatever.
And then the other thing that I would say about this, too, is that, you know, now that it's no longer a double yellow line, so you can also pass on this road now.
Yeah, I guess because you're blown up. Do you need, don't you need the dotted line to pass?
No, I believe a single yellow line. I mean, I don't know what a single yellow line is. Maybe the road is only one lane. So there's actually one lane and a breakdown lane. So you can also break down on
if you travel on any side that you want.
Yeah, and then break down on the other side.
It's all very confusing.
Well, that's the thing. It's confusing. Nobody knows when they pull onto this road, unless they happen to have read the Keene Sentinel article or happen to be big police fanatics. You know, they're not going to know what this really means. It's ugly. It's distracting. Like, if you are driving down this road, it's like a bright, annoying shade of blue that's really, like, garish and kind of in your
face. Because it was the only color that, they used the handicapped parking space color because it was available to them.
So I did some road construction in high school in Massachusetts, and I know if a strip of paint is over X amount of, I don't know if it's 4 inches, 6 inches, 3 inches wide, that in that paint, there has to be, like, some kind of grit to make it, like, grippy. Mm-hmm. Because what happens is when you get an area of paint on asphalt, it smooths it out, and now you get water on top of it. Motorcycles and stuff can wipe out because they lose traction. Ooh. So I know that
dangerous.
When these guys were painting certain, like, cross things, like, for sidewalks and stuff, they had to make sure it was within a couple X amount of inches, and that's like one reason why like double lines are you know that apart, and now certain, you're filling in between the line. Are they putting that gritty stuff in the paint? I don't know if this
great
is like
question.
A New Hampshire
right.
thing.
Great question.
But I
can guarantee you they weren't, because it's the actions of this individual guy who just decided to pay for it himself and do it.
Right. So what happens if you know I get out there on my motorcycle? And it rains a little bit, and I
lose control,
and I hit that thing and slip and fall, and
that's a big lawsuit.
You know, and I crawl to my lawyer's office and say, "Oh, that blue line was slippery, man." You know, and
yep.
I mean, what's going on? I mean, because I know while we were painting crosswalks, when you're on the street, anybody's on the street, check this out. Any crosswalk where the white paint or the blue paint is, or like the arrows that turn in the road, they're really wide. Those arrows are supposed to have some kind of
texture
on it. Just walk up to it and kick it with your shoe. You'll see it's like grippy, but you'll see like the thin paint. It's just to strip down the road, it won't be grippy.
So like the bicycle line that they have on the side of the road, that would be thin enough to where it doesn't matter.
I guess. Yeah. Yep. But you'll notice. I'd be interested in going down there and checking that paint out, see if it's a grippy paint.
so if you want to join us,
it might
be here.
Actually, because it's typically a color. If that additive is added to the paint in advance, then it would probably be that, because it's used to make those, you know, the handicap spaces, which they typically do as a whole field plane of blue.
Yep,
that's true.
But
could be.
I don't know.
It's an interesting question, though, nonetheless. And ultimately, it really does bring up the question of, you know, are these people really servants? The police, because they don't act like it.
I don't believe they are.
They don't act like they're servants.
I don't even believe they're government employees, actually.
Well, now that's getting pretty deep.
Well, the town of Palmer, I asked him an interlocutory
appeal.
It was part of my appeal in federal court, but it was actually part of my lawsuit. It's called the interlocutory question or something. I can't remember all the lingo. Mm-hmm. It was like 4 years ago when I did this, but prove you're a government is what I said. Prove that you're a government. So what do? They sent a copy of the town charter. Well, the town charter doesn't say the town of Palmer is a government. In fact, what it says, the town of Palmer, a municipal corporation, calling itself a governmental agency. And then I talk about this several times on the show. YouTube, Google search Jack Collins, Massachusetts ACLU, and State Police Law Enforcement Council, and you will come up with the State Police defended a case against the ACLU. The ACLU wanted these public records requests, and the State Police wouldn't give them. And the Supreme Court in Massachusetts said that the law enforcement councils that make up the State Police are not government, that they are governmental. And the word, the suffix of the end of the word, the suffix AL on the end of the word means similar to or like.
Uh-huh.
And that these were charitable organizations, no different than the American Heart and Lung and the Cancer Society. And if you Google this, you'll see this. And my friend looked it up on LexisNexis, and he read the whole thing. He's like, wow, the Supreme Court justices have basically said the State Police in Massachusetts are not government, that they're charitable organizations. So that further leads me to believe.
Great, I'd like to defund them.
Yeah, we're being forced. You're being forced to pay for them, and they have no jurisdiction, as far as I'm concerned. And what is my allegiance to this so-called, you know, whatever they're working?
You don't have
for
any allegiance to them. They just have men with guns. And
right.
They're going to do whatever they want.
So they're not even government, as far as I'm concerned.
So the toll-free number here is 855-450 free like freedom. Let's talk to Ralph. He's in New Jersey. Ralph loves the cops. Go ahead, Ralph.
Is there
anything the cops could do
that
would be wrong in your mind?
I do know for a fact that El Negro Animal is still waging the war on cops in this country.
Okay, so before you go on, that is your very rude terminology that you use to describe Barack Obama.
Very rude
and
it is,
how,
right.
How because, is, you know... How is it that this man, who is no longer holds any political seat of power, how is he waging war?
We're quite guilty our way into, what happened to that police officer in the Bronx. Mios Tuso Pamelia.
I don't know what you're talking about right now. What does the Bronx have to do with your claim that Barack Obama is waging war against the police now that he's not the president?
There was a shooting of a police officer.
And you think Barack Obama administrated that shooting? He hired him?
Behind that. Absolutely. Absolutely. you can't get me low down high.
In the name of Obama, I shoot you, officer. I mean, what is your evidence that Barack Obama is behind this?
The animal who did it was black.
Oh, well, there you go.
I think what he's trying to tell you is it's not his name for Barack Obama. It's his racist term for all black people.
That's right. You cannot white guilty. Let me ask you this question. Is there anything good that ever come out whenever the blacks go animal? Anything good?
Parties.
I don't know what happens.
Steel drum music.
What happens when the whites go animal?
Yeah, I've seen that. After
that's scary.
After sports teams win, they'll go and destroy the entire town.
They put on some of these extremist white animals.
In Europe, in Hamburg, Germany, did you not? I mean,
No, that's happened in the United States. That's happened in,
New Hampshire, when there's too many pumpkins around.
Thanks for the call tonight, Ralph. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. There were also some riots after a Red Sox game.
El Blanco Animal!
And they were all pretty much white. There's hardly any black people in Keene. And it's not just Keene. It's pretty common for these sports fanatics, white sports fanatics, to just go out and destroy other people's property when their team wins. I don't get it. It's Free Talk Live.
Oh, socks!
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you don't really know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emergent technology still. It's still in beta, and it is sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies. Bitcoin.com.
When I get to about three quarters,
when I get down to the bottom,
a couple more scoops,
it's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of NomoFlea free.
NomoFlea flea spray kills fleas safely with no poison.
Because it's a polypeptide protein molecule made from
vegetable oil.
Try NomoFlea
free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.